Hello and welcome to Side 2!
Studio City, and I think Gandhi is a great film. Although I'd never seen it, I've seen the making of Gandhi, a short on Channel 28. As for Rick Longbeach and Helen of Orange, and their little skit and criticism on the film, it kind of goes to show that critics are really just actors who could never make it.
Yes, I'd like to find out, since this is supposed to be a line that has information on movies, very interested in the one that's my favorite movie of all time, Clockwork Orange, and I wanted to know if you could give me some information about it, since I don't seem to know enough, particularly if it won any awards, if it got nominated for any awards, a little bit about how much it costs to make, and stuff like that. If anyone out there knows that information, I'd really appreciate hearing about it. Thanks a lot.
Well, Pat, I know it didn't rank any Oscars, but as far as the movie itself, A Clockwork Orange, I just know that, there's a lot of interesting things to be told and things to be heard from a lot of you callers out there who probably know a lot of the questions he was asking. So if anybody knows anything about Clockwork Orange, please phone in on Fridays and Saturdays and answer Mr. Patagora's question, and I know he'll appreciate it, and we'll... On with the Mr. Oh yes, here it is, folks. a very distinguished comment from a Mr. Faze, sir. So let's hear it from
your number one network, Dual Faze.
The following is a comment being left from the Dual Faze Studios. That's right, in North Hollywood, California. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. People, people, people. Well, well, well. That's right. Good afternoon, good evening, and Paul Mack. People, people, people. Well, well, well. Some of the lines have been having some problems, and well, slowly people try and get... I think I'd rather do this over again. I'm babbling here. So here we go again with take two. This is right. Here we go. Three... Two.
Your number one network, Dual Faze.
That's right. I'm going to give you status on what's happening with Dual Faze. That's right. Dual Faze over at 213-761-1330 and 761-1760
has been changed. The new number is 761-3330.
Well, 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 if you've been wondering where the Dual Faze Conference is, it's not gone, or it's not hiding, and it's up, and it's right now, only on windy nights, so, it's been going up and down. Anyway, I do have a comment regarding, I guess it's more video than it is, films or the entertainment area as far as that goes, regarding the program called Madam's Place. I don't know how many of you've watched that, but the show called Madam's Place was aired for a, it was run once and then rerun again. And a lot of people, I don't know, parents seemed, did not seem to appreciate this show. I thought it had quite a bit of magic to it, such as it's hard to find on quite a few of the shows that are out there. But what I'm trying to find out is, does anybody know why it was scheduled and just moved to Sundays at 7 o'clock and taking off weekdays? And Paramount's, I called Paramount up and they told me that they have, they basically, they don't have any plans of making any more of them. And they, the information they told me, it turns out to be rather strange, because they told me they were totally taken off Channel 9, and Channel 9 said the same thing, and here they are on Sundays, so I don't think they know exactly what's going on. And if anybody does, I'd like to know. You can respond on this line or write me personally at 76, excuse me, at Post Office Box 2600 Mount Wilson, California, or sometimes I pick up the conference over at 761-1330. So if I've gone on long enough now, you can listen to a cut of Madam's Place that I happen to sneak in over at Paul's house, and tell me what you think of that little piece. I think it's sort of neat to hear somebody else do something on the synthesizer, sort of like in the entertainment area that I like to do. That is all from your famous one. That's right, Dual Phase.
Well, that about says it for Dual Phase. And well, Dan, thank you very much for that well thought out and clearly spoken comment all about the wonderful, wonderful world of Phase and Company. Hey, well, thank you very much. And the Dual Phase Conference lives on in the hearts of all freedom-loving fools. No, seriously, folks, Dan's a good friend of mine, and I would never put him down. Never, never. Stay down there, Dan, will you? Come on. Stay back. No, seriously, Dan, old buddy. Hey, guess what, Dan? I was at Bellevue the other day, speaking to a couple of your friends, and as a matter of fact, they had some things they wanted to tell me. I just happened to have my pocket tape recorder in my pocket, and so they asked me if they can be on this week's show. They wanted to say a few things about the Dual Phase Conference, and here's what they had to say, Dan.
Listen to me. I'm really disappointed you didn't have your lineup, because all us loser people are sitting here at home with nothing to do and no people to talk to. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do without this line, because this line is my life.
Thank you.
And you guys, come on. All those winner people out there, don't be calling the line. This line is only for us losers. And I only want to talk to people with runny noses.
And play with your jump over the phone.
Come on, you guys. Be serious. I'm sure.
Well, Dan, if that isn't enough to keep your line going, I don't know what is. That they really spoke from the heart. And speaking of Dual Phase, once again, here's something really interesting I just pulled out of my old tape file here. This is a Dual Phase blast from the past, as Brian Feedback would say. Here is an old tape that I dug out where, if any of you guys remember Dual Phase and Gang, where we would come on there back in 1980, well, we had a great old time. We had Brian W. Feedback, Stephen Z. Bloopline, Mike Montage, and countless others. As Brian said, more guest stars and people actually leaving comments. That's right. So here's an old clip from a Dual Phase show that I was on. And, well, hey, if you're just lucky enough, you might get to hear old Dual Phase tapes. That's right. We're going to revive them on the weekends, coming soon, possibly, with the consent of my good friend out there. So here's a clip from one of my favorite shows.
Brian W. Feedback,
and Dan Duelface cowering in the corner. Hey, okay, are we on?
We're on.
Okay.
So listen, gang, you can write to us at Post Office Box 115. We've got a really key letter.
You guys come to rescue me. Get me out of this place.
So listen, Brian.
Yeah. I got to tell you,
I know recording here at Dual Phase is different than feedback. Mm-hmm. And I didn't mind the funny shoes, and I didn't mind the orange hair.
I didn't either.
But I don't know about this red nose. I mean, do I have to wear it? I don't know. I mean, Dual Phase is just, yeah, right. Hey, off the
people, get me out of here, Dan. Oh, Dan, go in the other room. Please get me out of here. You people came to get me out of here.
We play the comments? Do they play comments on this or what? Do we just jump up and down? I mean, listen.
I do have to point out this observation, though, Steve. This is going to be the first Dual Face tape that actually has more guest stars than people leaving comments.
That's right.
So why don't we go and get to it, huh, Dan?
What am I supposed to... Oh, right. Well, rescue me, too. I need the help. Anyway, here we go with some comments. I feel like I'm running Montana. Oh, here's Bert.
Hey, Bert. And now, here come the comments.
Say something, Dan.
We're going to be calling someone. The number is 3 from the bottom. The countdown. It's $150 we're going to be
giving
home,
away.
Steve.
Let's go home. Back
so punching $4.
More people than ever doing it for you.
Hello, who do we got on the line?
This is Anne Bernay.
Anne who?
Bernay.
Oh, you. What are you doing talking to us? What's up, Anne?
Nothing. I got up late tonight to make my sunny fruit salad, and then I thought I'd come up and call some of my favorite lines.
And what lines would those be, Anne?
One of my favorites is the movie line.
Oh, I thought you were going to say feedback or something.
No, I like this.
You don't have to pretend for me, Anne, really.
No.
Okay, listen.
I think you're a cutie pie.
Right, okay. Hey, by the way, Anne, if those rumors about me holding your son, I really don't have him here. He's not here.
He's not?
No, he's not. I
don't know. With these winds, you never know where my fart son will blow to.
Yes, I know. He's very lightheaded.
You're right.
Yes. Listen, Anne, what have you seen any movies lately? None that would offend you, I hope.
Well, the only one I saw the other day,
right.
It was called Seduction of a Virgin Nympho.
Yeah, and was that any good?
No, I didn't like it.
Didn't care for that one. Well,
no.
And, don't you have something else better to do than to talk? Isn't there some fruit salad in the oven that's...
Fruit salad in the oven?
Yes.
Are you crazy?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
We don't make fruit salad in the oven.
Oh, I thought the Bernays do it that way.
No, we cut our fruit salad fresh.
Oh, of course. Well, Miss Anne Bernay, it's been nice chatting with you, and...
I think it has been, too.
I think so, too.
You keep up those good movie reviews and tell Danny I said hello.
Yes, and I'll probably buy you a hearing aid for Christmas, okay?
Oh, what? What did you say?
Never mind. It's nothing important. Well, thanks for calling, Anne.
Yes, and have a nice day.
You too.
And if anybody finds my bald-headed fart son, please call Maps to Stars Homes as soon as possible.
Will do, Anne. Thanks
for
calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's about going to do it this week for Paul Mac Presents. I want to thank each and every one of you who participated this week in the comment leaving. I mean, isn't that a little obscure to go out and find outside sources through Dual Face? I mean, come on, gang. We could have used our own input this week, which we did in part, but... Well, anyway, by the way, I want to thank each and every one of you who wrote into our P.O. Box and send in your guesses for the man ticket giveaway. And the answer was, by the way, in case you didn't get it, but it was hard, I do know that. It was Dr. No, made in 1962, starring Sean Connery as James Bond. That was it right there. And in case you would like to write into us and have some send in some old used film splices or old projector reels or anything like that, well, you can do so by writing to us at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023, and write it to me, Paul Mack, care of Dual Phase, whatever. Okay, hey, listen, gang, that's about going to do it this week, like I say, and in case you you didn't know to leave comments on Fridays and Saturdays, I'm asking you to now, and in case you dial the wrong number, you're on 761-3330, so do that, and tell your friends, please, to leave comments, and I'd appreciate it each and every week, and it could be about anything, not just movies, and hey, look out, because the Academy Awards are coming up soon, and may the best film win. Bye.